April the 28th, 2019, we embark on our annual trip to Nepal, where we're taking 15 students this year and four lecturers, plus our head teacher as well, to go up into the mountains and teach an English program, and also play some sports and implement a sports development program in the afternoon. This year, we've almost doubled the amount of students that we're actually taking from 2018. We've had a real successful fundraising program. We're about to have our Million Dreams fundraising ball this Friday, the 29th of March, where we're hoping that it'll be very successful. Organised brilliantly by Aaron, one of our lecturers who's coming away with us. All students have been working hard to prepare the programme that they're actually going to be teaching when they're out there. Very excited, looking forward to all the flights, looking forward to all the different countries. Fingers crossed.
This will be my first trip to Nepal. I'll be there for 2 weeks helping to teach youngsters English. But another one of my jobs is filming the expedition, so I'm packing everything I'll need. Three cameras, a drone, a tripod, and some sound kit. It's a tight squeeze. There are 15 of us on the trip. We're all from Highlands College, Jersey, and range in age from 16 to our mid-20s. Getting there takes 2 days and involves flying from London Gatwick, a bus to Heathrow, and then hanging around at the terminal for what seems like forever, but in fact was only 8 hours. Then there's a 4,000 mile, 10 hour journey to the Indian capital, Delhi. Next, a connecting flight to the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu. We arrived tired but excited. Travelling by bus to our hotel, we were struck by how chaotic the roads are. Cars, buses and motorbikes darted in and out, and it seems like there are no rules and I can't even see a set of traffic lights anywhere. I'm glad I'm not driving. We set off to explore Kathmandu's nightlife. Even at 8 or 9, the streets are still packed. And some things you can buy here, like these cookie and ice, seem to be on sale everywhere. We had a bite to eat, pizza for £3. We also went out to get any necessary resources, because we didn't have a chance of getting any of this stuff whilst we were up in the mountains. We did some sightseeing in Durpa Square, and got some souvenirs. We are doing this for the Gurkha Welfare Trust. However, before we went up into the mountains, we spent 2 days in Kathmandu to rest after the huge amount of travelling we did. We checked out of our hotel and got on a bus up to the mountains. Heading up into the mountains, I was struck by how beautiful everything was. This only increased further and further the higher we got. We were greeted with a warm reception as we first entered the village. There we got to play lots of sport. Well, you certainly don't see that every day. The group went on a short walk so we could get acclimatized to the altitude. We then settled into teaching. For the nursery school kids, I brought with me some Lego and taught them how to build Lego structures. This worked wonders and they loved it. We even threw our own miniature Liberation Day, equipped with Jersey Wonders and all. Thanks for watching.